friends. Welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Lucy Chibueze, and I am a broadcast journalist, media personality, and a public speaker. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Greetings to the caring people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that a grateful heart lives long in a healthy body. This episode is in commemoration of the International Thank You Day, which takes place annually on January 11th. Research has suggested that practicing gratitude may have a positive impact on mental and physical health and can lead to greater levels of positive emotions and satisfaction with life. For example, studies have found that people who keep a gratitude journal tend to have better sleep, feel more optimistic, and feel less stressed. There is nothing more beautiful as starting and ending your day with a grateful heart. A grateful heart, like a magnet, attracts miracles. When we focus on what we are grateful for, it can shift our focus away from negative thoughts and emotions, thus reducing stress levels. Gratitude can help to alleviate symptoms of depression and anxiety by increasing positive emotions and reducing negative ones. Gratitude has been linked to improved sleep, lower blood pressure, and a stronger immune system. There are many ways to show gratitude, including saying thank you in person or in writing, by sending a thank you note or letter, giving a small gift or token of appreciation, offering to help with a task or project, giving a compliment or positive feedback, acknowledging someone's hard work or achievements publicly, being there for someone when they need support, giving a hug or embrace, making a charitable donation in someone's name, doing something special for someone without being asked. It is important to remember that showing gratitude doesn't have to be complicated, and that a simple gesture or expression of thanks can have a big impact. We can easily make 2023 a Thanksgiving year, which will lead to lots of abundance for those who understand this principle and choose to apply it. Welcome to the year of gratitude and abundance. Our guest speaker today is Miss Lucy Chibueze, a broadcast journalist and public speaker. She will be sharing her insight on the topic. There is a drama sketch by Princess Amy Alagwa titled Requita. Please enjoy the episode and of course learn everything you can from it. Our hardworking people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Kina bele po boy bere mei, a se ufu ma pia mei. A tan no pe po ma pia. O ra ufu mana ro, nye sa ibi mana. A go se, o de se bere mei, a chumo po.
Waiter, I beg bring 3 extra rice and chicken with 2 yogurt. Let me take 3 help ourselves with you.
Washerman, no need for all this now. You're overspending, no? We are okay with what's on the table.
Alice is right, I beg. I think we are okay with this. Adding much will amount to overspending, and it's wise to watch your budget because we just started a new year.
In as much as saying as she talk, you will agree with her. Woman Alice, how can I know they complain? No? Now me they pay, and I know they overspend anything. Money day, I beg. I say I come out today to spoil on her, to make on her take her as on her see her.
Was she? If you say so. You na Bosha.
You know the order.
It's never a dull moment with Bosha man, no. Please, if I may ask, what's the crux of this merriment? Because my instinct tells me that it's not uncalled for.
You know, woman, see, like this, you suppose enter police work. Because the way they reason, it they run speed. Police work will fit you that you, then go promote you 2 seconds to detective.
Right? Wait, leave me.
If they hear me, I don't go feel leave you. As I hold you, I don't hold you finish. Your brain, they hurt.
But Washaman, woman is on point. On a serious note. I'm serious. Why this celebration galore? I mean, what's the reason behind it? Or have you found a Miss Wright? Tell us.
Miss Wright squad. when person waiting my right hand today with me, you see they ask me where that.
You stop it. You stop it, please.
Okay. Make I no go there today. I go hold brie.
When I want start with this meh, the goat.
It don't they put up for my mouth now. It don't they put up for my mouth. I no get stress. Make a hold on there for now. When I chop, finish. Why continue?
The goat meh.
I don't tell you finish. I don't walk up that side.
The goat, meh. The goat.
Alice, you allow me to talk this thing finish as you did my man.
Like, but all this modern day children, which one be goat? They're not gonna say now goat be. No, but on a serious note, they go say the goat. The goat. Now insult though.
No.
What did they call the goat?
Don't who? Meh. As you take talk and
meh.
You see, no, my problem with Onabi. As you take talk and now my Miss Right. My Miss Right today here with me. That she be my goat. Now which people they call her great.
You don't start the goat. You don't start. She resemble animal.
I don't do that thing. Now you put this talk.
Stop waiting, make you carry us come
out. Yeah, move play now. Cut this story short, eh? I won't use this opportunity. Tell on and say thank you very much for all the things you wanna done do for me since last year, especially. I don't know where I for a day without on wanna be my family and on a mean a lot for me. I know if you talk everything for Masha because it's too plenty.
Aww, what she was.
As they touch me, don't remove your hand.
Don't mention. We're always there for each other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are friends for, Kwano? Mm-hmm. If not to grind it through the eye and lose, we must stand together at all times.
Exactly, Wuma. Wash a man. You've gotten us so emotional right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the most important thing is that, coincidentally, today actually marks the celebration of the World Thank You Day.
What thank you day, Kwa. I don't even carry that one for mind, though. But nothing special because it still rhyme together with waiting day on ground. I really want to tell on again. A big thank you for the every one I do for me. If my man start to the talk, waiting on I do for me. You see, for 2022, day go break, night go fall. We go still day here.
What she? You see, I want to really commend you for the appreciative gesture because you say gratitude is the emotion similar to appreciation. It is essential to show gratitude to those who help you, no matter how big or small.
Yes, Mbuma. Very thoughtful of you. Just as I mentioned earlier, the World Thank You Day is a day set aside by the United Nations to encourage us to reach out to people who have played an important role in our lives, irrespective of the magnitude, to tell them a heartfelt thank you in order to make them feel better. And is usually celebrated on the 11th of January every year.
You dey serious?
Yes.
Now wow. Now when I come they tell me say make I no table with and making full our table with things and things. Omo, this celebration suppose last pass as a day like this. Because like this, my heart's done full with so joy. Like, I beg me nobody tell me what thing I go do. Waiter!
Washi! Please stop all these things now. No need for the extravagance.
Woman, for my money again. Calm down. Buy the last watch, alas. Money day to spend.
Washerman. We don't doubt your financial prowess.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, you don't have to overshadow us with materialistic things just to say thank you. It's what the heart reflects on. That is the most important thing. See, the World Thank You Day 2023 emphasizes on showing gratitude. Gratitude shows more than saying thank you, you know. Gratitude turns what little you have to abundance. It changes the perspective of your world. It helps people to focus on the positive aspect of life to maintain relationship. And most importantly, it ignites reciprocation, just as you are doing with us. It will ignite us to do more and make more impact in our society.
Oh my God, myself, I have a lot of people to extend my thank you and profound gratitude for making 2022 a great year for me. Firstly, my heartfelt gratitude goes to our beloved governor, His Excellency Governor Inyesom Ezebunwanwike, and his amiable, beautiful wife, Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzet Inyesom Wike, for their tremendous effort in the inauguration of the family court system in Rivers State. It has been a long wish of mine to see such system that will bring justice to River State children whenever their rights are infringed upon. Honestly, as a River State child and a Rivers woman, there's no better time of being alive than this.
Oh woman, your head there, like this, your face show. and your shoe shine.
Oh, what's that?
Like this, for our life. Now, better gratitude we suppose to show to our governor and their wife. I just pray may God that they bless them with good health and now what they call wisdom. The other way around, so that they go see they do the better things when they don't start already.
Yes. It's a remarkable one by the state government. And we must give the highest gratitude to God Almighty for giving every one of us the strength to carry on. Without Him, all these feats wouldn't have been achieved.
Oh yes, woman. You see why you're my best friend. All gratitude must be given to God because He's the orchestrator of our day-to-day activities on earth. Gratitude is a trait we should inculcate in our lives as humans because it transcends social strata. It involves two stages, which are firstly, the acknowledgement of the goodness in our lives, which reaffirms the essence of life, and secondly, recognizing the success of the goodness. This lies outside ourselves. It's our perception about us. Living the life of gratitude requires selflessness, something we ought to exhibit as long as we receive a helping hand from others, because no man is an island.
No be say na you talk. No man be island, my dear. I'm not gonna forget say Bible talk. To whom much is given, much is expected. I be no be so.
Na so.
As it be like this, my people, make we chop first. You see this waiter? Our table go full for the things we go carry come. Later, we go reason the matter because too much to talk, then cap say it to the full basket.
This treasure base is there to rise. Give us grace to live as one.
The drama you just listened to is titled Requital by Asak Sterling.
Ponte Confidence Ari as Merit.
Kenny Richard as Washerman.
And your baby girl, Princess Emi Alagwa as Alice. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Emi Alagwa. Remember, we should always be grateful.
Try remember to the tell people, thank you.
Make all I know they always forget to talk. Thank you.
You've heard it all. Remember, we love you. Stay safe. Mwah! Bye-bye. Together, one people.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and my name is Lucy Chibwoze. I will be speaking on the topic, Thank You, Showing Gratitude, in commemoration of the International Thank You Day. The International Thank You Day is an annual celebration observed on January 11th of every year. Often we forget to say a thank you, and it is essential to show gratitude from the bottom of your heart to those who made your life better and happier, no matter how small or how much. Well, there is no mention regarding the origin of the International Thank You Day, but some persons would say that the day was created by some greeting card companies to promote the sale of greeting cards. But whatever the reason be, saying a thank you needs to be celebrated because not everyone thinks about how much people go or the extent people go to put smiles on other people's faces. Few acknowledge the work. Well, the International Thank You Day encourages you to reach out to people who have played crucial roles in your life, it doesn't matter how much, and tell them a heartfelt thank you to appreciate them and acknowledge them. Because a thank you from the heart will make them do things in a better way possible. It is indeed to appreciate them as to make them feel better and their day the best. So now, what is gratitude? Have you ever felt down in the dump or found yourself in a not so good state? How do you cope? Do you take to bad eating habits? Do you take to self-meditation? Do you take to being all curled up somewhere and isolate yourself mentally? Or do you embark on probably shopping to get your focus out of your reality? Well, one healthy, powerful, and free strategy to rise from your temporal emotional state is to practice gratitude. Gratitude turns what little you have into abundance. Gratitude is so much more than saying thank you. Gratitude changes your perspective of your world. Gratitude is an emotion similar to appreciation. You know, according to the American Psychological Association, gratitude is defined as a sense of happiness and thankfulness in response to a fortunate happenstance or tangible gift. So one can express gratitude for someone or something at a certain moment in time, while someone may express gratitude more long-term as a positive character trait. There are some persons who you know or may not know that are prone to be thankful at all times. So I have a few friends who tell me that I say thank you a lot, even for the things we may tag infinitesimal, the smallest of things. I say thank you to the elderly. I say thank you to my contemporaries. I say thank you to even the younger ones. I say thank you to kids. So it doesn't matter your level in life. It doesn't matter what you've achieved. It doesn't matter your age biologically. So far, you extended a hand of help to me in whatever form, both tangible and non-tangible. My natural disposition to that is a thank you. And that is what every person should adopt. That is what every person should inculcate. That is what every person should have and develop as a character trait. The feeling of gratitude involves two stages. First is the acknowledgement of goodness in one's life. So in a state of gratitude, we say yes to life. We affirm that all in all, life is good and has elements that make it worth living. The acknowledgement that we have received something gratifies us both by its presence and by the effort the giver puts into choosing. And second stage about the feeling of gratitude is recognizing that sources of this goodness lie outside the self. So it's not you, it's about somebody else. Living a life of gratitude is sacrificial. So we recognize the goodness in our lives and who to thank for it, knowing that this goodness was not done by us, it was done by somebody else to and for us. All right, let's go on a short break. We will be right back.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other, just like sister and brother, but we must learn to say thank you, thank you.
Those two little words that mean so much.
Two little words.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rave Ethics on Radio and my name is Lucy Chibueze. I'm speaking on the topic, thank you, showing gratitude in commemoration of the International Thank You Day. So now let's talk about the importance of gratitude. Why is it important to be grateful? Well, in this era, in this dispensation that we are, possessions and health are expectations for many individuals rather than being considered personal blessings that should be appreciated. So gratitude for many has been replaced by disappointment, by anger, by resentment, by the sense of failure when these expected blessings do not appear or they disappear. So we have learned that gratitude helps people to focus on the positive aspects of their life. Gratitude can help build and maintain relationships with others, resulting in hope, life satisfaction, and more proactive behavior towards others. The positive effects of expressing gratitude are endless. Gratitude has been found to be beneficial to our social well-being, our emotional well-being, our psychological well-being. And you know the beautiful thing about gratitude, it has a domino effect. If a person expresses gratitude, they are more likely to recognize the help and then later reciprocate the help. So people who are thanked are presumably more apt to extend help to others in the future. So take for instance, you do something for someone and the person genuinely shows you how grateful they are. You would want to do that to some other person again, knowing that you are to a certain extent the reason why this other person is smiling. You are the reason why maybe a weight has been taken off this person's back. And the recipient of your good work shows how grateful they are. It propels you to want to do more for other people. And people who are not thanked may not be expected to provide reciprocation in the future. We've seen cases, I personally have experienced cases where I lent a good hand to somebody and the person was so entitled that I didn't even get a thank you back. Yes, I got discouraged. Yes, I was a bit disappointed that I went out of my way to lend a helping hand to somebody and the person just didn't see it as, oh, this was me sacrificing something for that person. And what happened? I was discouraged. Obviously, I was. I think any other person would be, but I didn't let it rub off that character trait of showing gratitude that I had. And that is why it's very important that you shouldn't go through life feeling entitled. Gratitude cuts across races. Gratitude cuts across ages. Gratitude cuts across statuses. Gratitude cuts across finesse. So whenever someone lends a hand of help to you and you feel entitled, you're actually discouraging the person from lending a hand of help to somebody else other than you. And this is why I said, whenever someone lends a hand of help, it doesn't matter the age, it doesn't matter the color, it doesn't matter the tribe, it doesn't matter the status, be keen on rendering your gratitude. Be keen on expressing gratitude. Be keen on saying thank you. Remember the scripture about the 10 lepers that Jesus healed, and after healing them, the Bible made us understand that one out of the 10 had to go back to Jesus to tell him thank you. And what was the difference? That one was made whole. For some of you who may not understand the scripture, let me explain just in a few seconds. So there are 10 lepers, and you know what leprosy is all about. Some persons lose their fingers, they lose their toes, you know, they lose a whole lot of their outer skin. And when the healing came, it meant leprosy left them, isn't it? But the one who came back to tell Jesus thank you, he was made whole. By that, every single thing he lost on his body was restored. So if the other 9 still had broken fingers, the one who came to say thank you had his fingers replaced. The other ones left maybe having torn ears as a result of the leprosy. The other one had his own fixed. He was made whole and he looked like a normal human being again. While the others, people who saw them would know that, oh, this person once had leprosy, but he had been healed or cured of that leprosy. But with this one, it was impossible to know that he once had leprosy on his body. Let's go on a short break. We will be right back.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you go take your own head, carry on. If you think you say you feed do person bad and you go happy after and they jolly, my friend, you jam block. Nothing better pass say make a person do good thing, because he knows say he go better for him if he better for him friend.
I don't know why people they fight, oh. I don't know why people they quarrel, oh. I don't know why people they make wahala, oh. Yes, my friend, oh, make you no fight, oh. My friend, oh, no quarrel, oh. My friend, oh, no make wahala, oh.
Alright, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and my name is Lucy Chibueze. So we are still talking about thank you, showing gratitude in commemoration of the International Thank You Day. So right now we will be focusing on how to show gratitude, because some persons, they know about gratitude, they know about being grateful, saying thank you, but they don't know the how. And I'll be helping you on ways you can show gratitude for the smallest things, for the little things, ways you can express gratitude. Well, expressing gratitude is more than courtesy, it's more than manners, it's more than being polite. It's about showing a heartfelt appreciation. When you thank someone, you're practicing the first of the 2 gratitude skills. Like I stated earlier, you've noticed something good, and secondly, you've genuinely appreciated it. So it's important, if you're a parent, if you're a boss at work, if you have people who work under you, if you have people who you exercise a certain level of influence over, it's important you teach them how to express gratitude. You teach them how to live a life of gratitude. So one of the ways you can express gratitude is by saying something, show your appreciation verbally. You can communicate verbally through words. Oh, for instance, it was really kind of you to help me with this. Or you can say, oh, do you know you actually did me a big favor when this. Or thank you for listening to me when I this. Or I really appreciated when you took out time to teach me this. Being verbal with your gratitude through good words, through nice words, is a way of expressing gratitude. You can also express gratitude by doing kindness. So gratitude might inspire you to return a favor or act with kindness or thoughtfulness. You might see a situation where you can pay it forward. Take for instance holding the door open for a person behind you, even if it means waiting a little longer than you normally would, helping out with chores as a child, even as an adult. You can do someone else's chores without even letting the person find out it was you. You can help pay bills too. You can help them carry things, you know, just do something. So gratitude can also be expressed through an act, through a kind act. You can also express it through bodily contact. If you're one who is a hugger, go ahead and give people really long, intimate hugs. If they don't like a hug, you could stick out your hand for a handshake. You know, just make them smile. could also give them something of yours that you think they will enjoy. You could invite them to do something you know they've always wanted to do. Encouraging someone to try something you know they want to try but haven't yet, probably because they're scared, is a way of still showing or expressing gratitude to people who love you. Compliments too. Who doesn't love a compliment? You could compliment them on a talent or a skill or a strength that you admire. So show gratitude to people you love. Show gratitude to people who serve you. You could exhibit patience even if you're in a hurry. Show gratitude to people who work with you. Then most importantly, show gratitude for yourself. You could make a list of ways you've impressed yourself lately. You could treat yourself to something you enjoy. You know, if someone compliments you, thank them, let them know you're proud of that skill, that talent, that accomplishment. Compliment yourself too. Give yourself time to enjoy your passion. You're sometimes too busy to fit in. So gratitude can be demonstrated in many ways. Like I said, it could be a verbal thank you or could be indicated by a more elaborate practice. You could also have a gratitude journal. A gratitude journal, it involves jotting down a few things that you're thankful for, and it can be done daily or weekly as you so choose. Keeping a gratitude journal is actually a good first step towards establishing gratitude, and it will help you identify and reflect on people, things or events for which you are thankful. So on a final note, remember to always express gratitude. Remember, one who is grateful opens the door to abundance. Never feel entitled for any help rendered to you. It doesn't matter who rendered it. Always be willing and eager to say thank you. From me, thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reeve Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.